from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moldine. It's Thursday, December 23rd. Coming up, families are preparing to gather for the Christmas holiday as COVID cases surge, but doctors say simple precautions can reduce the risk. We'll have tips for holiday gatherings in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois has surpassed 2 million COVID infections since the pandemic began. As Hannah Meisel explains, the milestone comes as the state is reporting the largest single-day number of new COVID cases ever.
The Illinois Department of Public Health is reporting nearly 16,600 new COVID cases, with the record number pushing Illinois' total number of cases to more than 2 million since the pandemic began. Public health officials believe the extremely contagious Omicron variant is the dominant strain of COVID in the U.S., despite relatively few lab-confirmed Omicron cases in Illinois. The number of COVID patients in Illinois hospitals has nearly quadrupled in the past 8 weeks, and hospitals in three of Illinois' 11 EMS-designated regions reported only 4% of their ICU beds available as of Tuesday night. I'm Hannah Meisel.
Meanwhile, in Champaign County, health officials reported nearly 430 new COVID cases yesterday. That's the largest single-day case total since November of 2020. The number of active cases is up to more than 2,300, the highest at any point during the pandemic. Meanwhile, Carle Hospital in Urbana, which serves several counties, reports 93 patients hospitalized with COVID-19. That matches the highest total this year. 18 of those patients are in the ICU. The University of Illinois reported nearly 100 new cases of COVID yesterday out of more than 1,700 tests performed. That marks a 5.5% positivity rate. That's the highest since the university started performing tests in August of last year. Health officials say to slow the spread of the virus, people should get fully vaccinated, including a booster shot if they're eligible, wear a face mask at indoor public places, and get a COVID test as close as possible to any holiday gatherings. In order to make water safe to drink, it has to go through a process called chemical disinfection. As Illinois Public Media student reporter Farah Anderson explains, a University of Illinois professor has discovered a byproduct from this process that could be harmful to humans.
U of I professor Lori Reitzman conducted the study on mice. Reitzman says she found that the mice's estrogen levels were lower than normal, which could lead to problems with reproduction. It's possible, she says, that the byproduct could affect humans too. Reitzman says the byproducts of water disinfection are largely unmonitored by the government.
So it's just, I think it's important to know that this disinfection byproduct does seem to have some impact. And if there was a translation to humans, we really should be screening for it in the water and then develop a safe level.
She says she hopes her research will inspire more people to study and regulate these chemicals. I'm Farah Anderson, Illinois Newsroom.
It was all Illinois last night in the annual Bragging Rights basketball game between the Illini and Missouri in St. Louis. Illinois led throughout in an 88-63 win at the Enterprise Center. Junior center Kofi Coburn led the Illini with 25 points and 14 rebounds. He says he'll enjoy the trip home for the holidays after winning this rivalry game for the first time in his career.
I remember crying on the bus back. I think this year the circumstances are different. I'm way more happy right now. I think I'm going to have a really good flight back home. I'm going to enjoy time with my family, and I'm going to be ready to come back with these guys and do it again. I love these guys, man. I love playing with them.
Alfonso Plummer added 22 points for Illinois, and Trent Frazier had 15. The Illini improved to 9-3 on the season and will face Florida A&M at home on December 29th after a short break for Christmas. Still to come, we'll get tips for upcoming holiday gatherings from an infectious disease specialist. His conversation with Shayla Farzan is coming up next on 217 Today.
Hi, Jason Croft here, and I want to invite you to tune in to my new program, The Atomic Age Cocktail Party, debuting January 1st. It's music from the golden age of the hi-fi, a fun and swinging look at American popular music from the middle part of the 20th century. You can listen to the show Saturday nights at 11 with an encore Sunday nights at 10 starting January 1st on WILL FM 90.9 and on demand at will.illinois.edu.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. With the rise of a concerning new coronavirus variant and about 60% of Illinois residents fully vaccinated, some families are trying to decide whether it's safe to gather for the Christmas holiday. Shayla Farzan spoke with Washington University infectious disease specialist Dr. Stephen Lawrence about ways to reduce the chances of getting COVID.
You know, there are a number of tried and true measures that are very effective at reducing risk for people coming together. And first and foremost is vaccine. If everybody's vaccinated, the risk of anybody getting seriously ill is extremely low, especially if everybody who's eligible has been boosted recently. The other measures that we know work very well is masking. And I would say the next most important thing is that if somebody's having symptoms, don't get together. You know, most of the transmission of COVID and other respiratory viruses occurs when people are symptomatic.
You mentioned getting vaccinated as one way that we can really cut down the risk. But obviously, there are a lot of people out there who aren't vaccinated, and there are some that aren't even eligible yet, like kids under five. When we're thinking about holiday gatherings, how would you navigate that?
In a group that is completely fully vaccinated, there is certainly a little more reassurance that the likelihood of anybody becoming sick is going to be much lower than a group that's mixed of some who are vaccinated and some who aren't, you know, either because they aren't eligible to be vaccinated yet or if they're unvaccinated out of choice. You know, vaccination status is one thing to consider. However, even those who are vaccinated, we do need to at least consider taking additional measures. And some of those measures then are the space that you're going to be gathering in. Is there good ventilation that is achievable in that space? And the number of people who are in that space. You know, it just is a mathematical equation that the more people who are closer together, the increased risk that if one of them happened to have COVID, that it would pose a risk to the others of potentially getting COVID as well.
What are your thoughts on at-home COVID test kits? I know these are kind of hard to get a hold of right now, but is it worth trying to track one of these down before you get together?
The role where at-home testing might be most valuable is in a setting where, say, you are about ready to go leave to go visit relatives, and it's the morning of or the night before you're getting ready to leave, and one, if you have any symptoms whatsoever, doing an at-home test will have a not perfect, not great, but a reasonable chance of catching COVID, if it is indeed COVID that's causing, because there are other things that cause some respiratory symptoms right now. There are other viruses that are circulating. I would say that would be the minimum that I would do before visiting or hosting other people.
You know, thinking a little bit about where we're headed, the Omicron variant seems to be more contagious, more likely to cause illness in vaccinated people. Are you worried that we could possibly see another big surge in cases come January?
Well, I think historically we would expect to see even higher bumps after holiday get-togethers and travel, such that we're all bracing for the impact of, you know, what's going to happen in January with the cases, especially if you look at the trajectory that we're on right now. We, as a region, hit our peak of and sort of worst case scenario about a year ago in November and December, where the numbers were so high that we were on the brink in many situations in several hospitals in the region where there was right up to the edge of what could be handled before there was no longer an ability to really provide effective care to all patients. And I do have some concern that, you know, if this trajectory continues, we really could be in a bad place in January.
That's Washington University infectious disease specialist Dr. Stephen Lawrence speaking with Shayla Farzan. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see increasing clouds today and breezy conditions with a high of 50 degrees. That's it for today and this year. 217 Today is taking a short break for the holidays and will be off next week. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Farrah Anderson, and Rob McCauley. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moldine. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on January 3rd. Happy holidays.